It is the burden of the heart of God that all should repent. Because in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, we read the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Failure to obey God in this matter will lead to eternal damnation according to Jesus Christ, who said in Luke 13:3, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Then no doctor or lawyer is exempt from the commandment. No man is exempt simply because he makes $150,000 a year. He doesn't put you in any class outside the class of a hippie or a junkie or a hustler or a prostitute or a bum or a pusher when it comes to sin. When it comes to sin, the Apostle Paul said, there is no difference. There is no difference. You may think there is, but there is no difference. It may look like there is, but there is no difference. You may like to think there is, but there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now, these commandments are clear. Repentance is commanded by God of all men everywhere. Nobody is exempt. You say, repent of what? Repent of your devilment. Repent of your meanness. Repent of your laziness. Repent of your stubbornness. You want me to tell it like it is and name them? You have to name things to people these days. They've had so much positive slop about sharing Christ and sharing their experience and the love of God, they don't even know what they're to turn from and turn to anymore. They've got the blind staggers. Repent of your laziness in studying the Word of God. Repent of your indifference for souls and not going out and trying to win people to Christ. Repent of your cowardice and not telling unsaved people they're going to hell and instead of sitting around waiting for some Christian to get saved and then try to talk him out of the experience by a lot of blather about the Holy Ghost you don't understand and the preacher that taught you doesn't understand either. Repent. Turn from your sins. Pay back the money you owe. Start paying your bills on time. Repent. That's what that means. That's what this nation needs. Quit lying to foreign powers in order to get on their good side. Quit selling weapons and ammunition to people to shoot each other with and then go around talking about peace. Repent. That's what it means. Quit mixing people in social and racial groups that don't want to be together and thereby fomenting riot, broken bones, bruised bodies, and bleeding hearts and causing hospital bills just because you think that international socialism is a sane pipe dream. Repent. You understand what repentance means? It means to turn from your devilment, turn from your wickedness, quit your meanness. You're beating up your wife, cut it out. You're neglecting your children, start helping them out. You're not praying in the home, start praying in the home. Amen, amen, amen. You're too yellow to put out a gospel tract, start putting them out. You understand what repentance means? Repentance is negative. It means quit it. It means forbot. It means don't do it. It means God talking to you like a dogmatic dictator and you resenting it because of your rotten, mean, depraved nature. That's what it means. Repent. That's what it means. Quit your drinking. Quit your cussing. Quit fouling up your lung with cancer. Start paying your bills. That's what it means. Quit telling your dirty jokes. You understand what repentance means? You want it any clearer? Now, bless your soul, you could turn on the radio and turn the radio in some of these countries for 15 weeks and never hear a message on repentance. Get the boob tube out of your living room. Get those dirty records out of your house with all that African rock on them that you thought was Christian because some guy sang it that thought he was up located near Graceland someplace. Repent. You know what it means? It means quit your cowardice. Quit your meanness. Quit your laziness. Quit your stubbornness. Quit get upset when you're told the truth. Start loving the people you don't agree with. Forgive the people that have injured you. Repent. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Turn from your sins. That's what he's talking about. You understand it? You want it any plainer? You want to have me draw your picture?